A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching program The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we bring beautiful topics and we discuss and we try together pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Today, we'll be learning about the excellence of loving the family of the Prophet. We'll continue from the last episode. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learned, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. In the last episode, we discussed one verse of the Holy Quran, which talked about loving the family of the Prophet. Order from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll continue further qualities and attributes what Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet, they possess and the excellence they possess. Respective viewers, ulama, they've mentioned that the nisbat, the connection, the attachment, the relation with Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is one of the greatest blessings one can have. The excellence what Sadat possess, those who are not Sadat, غير سيد, no doubt how much ibadah they perform in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For thousands of years they do biriya ibadat, right? An ibadah which is with ikhlas, with sincerity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remain sujood, qiyam, ruku. They do ibadat no matter how much and for how many years. The sharaf what Sadat have in non-sayyid, they cannot have the same sharaf and excellence. The reason, because Sayyid are part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's body, and the blood running in the body is from the blood of Rasul Hashimi, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blood. And this is the reason we as non-Sayyids do not have the same sharaf and excellence as Sayyid they have. Because in their body, the blood of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is flowing. Respected viewers, let me mention few khususiyat, specialities, what sadat they possess. We cannot give zakat to sadat. The ulama they mentioned reason because the zakat is a filth of our maal. And filth cannot be given to Sadat, to the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one of the reasons why it is not allowed to give zakat to Sadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jahannam haram upon the children of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha on the Day of Judgment, whose shafa'at will be done at first. They will be Sadat, the family of the Prophet. These people are means of protection for the people of this earth. Day of Judgment will not be established until or unless Sadat are present on the face of this earth. Why? Because the Day of Judgment, Qiyamah, will be established upon the worst of the people, whereas Sadat are the purest of the people. Subhanallah. Allama Mahmud Alusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written a beautiful point. He writes that noble people who are not Sayyid, if they do good deeds, it is not necessary that it has to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a possibility if it gets accepted or not. But the excellence of Ahle Bayt Athar is, right, whatever good work they do, good deed they do, right? They offer salah, they perform the siyam, roza, right? They give sadaqah, khairat. Their a'mal, their actions are not rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are accepted in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is their speciality. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, what a great excellence they possess. Does anyone else possess such excellence? Allahu Akbar. No. Now the question is, how did they get this excellence? How did they get this excellence? Allahu Akbar. Is it because of their salah? Is it because of their siyam? Is it because of their fasting? Is it because of their ibadat? No. This is because of the nisbat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is because of the connection. This is because of that relation they have with Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is the reason they have got this khususiyat. They have got this speciality that they have got relation with Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aapki nisbat e nana-e Husain, aapki nisbat e nana-e Husain, hai badi daulat e nana-e Husain. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In last episode, we heard this very verse. Illa al-mawaddata fil qurba, wa man yaqtarif hasanatan nazid lahu fiha husna. Accept love for our kinship. Whoever does a good deed, we shall increase it in goodness for him. So love for Ahlul Bayt is compulsory. Right? Their respect is fard. Why? The reason is because they have got relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They are from the lineage of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allama Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that there was a rich person in Iraq and he had love of Ahlul Bayt in his heart. Whenever he would organize any gathering, any mahfil, people would come, and if somebody would be from Sadat, he would make that Sayyid sit at elevated, respectful place. One day in his mahfil, in his gathering, a learned person was also sitting. Right? Qualified, learned person was sitting. And meanwhile, Sayyid Sahib came in that gathering. So the host made him sit at an elevated, respected place. That individual who was qualified and learned person, who was already sitting there, he did not like that. Because he might have thought that those they are qualified and learned people, people of knowledge, they should be given more respect. So he also said something. The organizer did not say anything at that very moment, and he remained quiet. That rich man went to that learned person. He asked, "Do you have a son?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Where is he?" He said, "He's studying. He's studying so and so subjects." So the rich man asked him, "Why could you not make any arrangements that your son would be from Sadat, from the lineage of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam?" That learned person said, "How could I do that? This is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not attained through knowledge." So then that person who was the organizer of that mahfil, that gathering, then that rich man scolded him and said that, "Why did you not like when a Sayyid was given respect, when you know that this sharaf, this excellence is only attained through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cannot be attained through ibadah or through knowledge or anything else? Noor ki kirnein hain zulfishan har fard mein, noor ke saanche mein khalik ne dhale ahle bait, bachcha bachcha noor ka hai bil yaqeen saadat ka, noor ke sadqe mein sare noor wale ahle bait." May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we love and respect Ahlul Bayt. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported of said, "La yu'minu abdun hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min nafsih." A person cannot be a believer, mu'min, unless he loves me more than his own life. وَتَكُونَ عِتْرَتِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عِتْرَتِي. Again, a person cannot be a believer unless he loves my children more than his own. وَذَاتِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ ذَاتِهِ He cannot be a believer unless or until he loves me more than his own self. وَيَكُونُ أَهْلِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَهْلِي And he cannot be a believer unless he loves my Ahlul Bayt, my family, more than his own family members. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves Qur'an Majeed. The one who loves Qur'an, he loves me. The one who loves me, he loves my ashab and qarabatda, my companions and my family. So in other words, loving Sahaba Ikram, loving Ahlul Bayt is actually loving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Okay? Who is a true believer, to recognize a true believer, and you will know that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves Qur'an Kareem, Furqan Hamid. He loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is a true believer? He loves Sahaba Ikram. He loves Ahlul Bayt. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we Ahlul Sunnah. Ahl Sunnat ka beeda paar ashabi huzoor najm hai aur naav hai itrat Rasulullah. How beautifully Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has explained this. He says that we Ahl Sunnah inshaAllah Azza wa Jal will have salvation. Why? Because we love Sahaba Ikram as well as we love Ahlul Bayt. Sahaba Ikram are like stars. Ahlul Bayt are like a boat, a ship. Back in those days, people, they used to find ways, travel. And the navigation system was stars. They used to go from one location to another location. And the navigation system was through stars. So someone who wants to travel in a sea, he should have a ship as well as guiding stars. Ahle sunnat ka hai beeda paar ashabi huzoor najm hai aur naav hai itrat Rasulullah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the one who loves my sahaba, my azwaj paak, meaning ummahatul mu'mineen, and my Ahle Bayt family. And he does not talk ill about any one of them. And he departs from this dunya upon their love. And on the day of judgment, he will be with me. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So we need to have love of Sahaba Ikram, of Ahlul Bayt, of Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes in Tafsir Kabir that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata shaheeda. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he is shaheed. Allahu Akbar. Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata maghfooran lahu. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, his sins will be forgiven. Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata ta'iba. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he is as if he died upon Tawbah. Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata mu'minan mustakmilal iman. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he left this world with kamil iman, with complete faith. Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin basharahu malakul mawti bil jannati thumma munkarun wa nakir. The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, so first malakul mawt, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, and then munkar and nakir, they gave him the glad tiding of Jannah. Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin yuzaffu ila al-jannati kama tuzaffu al-urusu ila bayti zawjiha. Subhanallah. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he is sent towards Jannah the way a bride is sent towards the groom's house. أَلَا وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ فُتِحَ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ بَابَانِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, for him in his qabr, in his grave, two doors of Jannah are opened. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, the angels come to visit his grave. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the barakah, this is the blessing of loving Ahlul Bayt. This is the reward of loving Ahlul Bayt. Respected viewers, our pious predecessors, the love they possessed for Ahlul Bayt. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dahilwi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes that Shaykh Aman Panipati rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a teacher, but he used to teach. And during his lessons, if any child from Sadat would come, Allahu Akbar, playing in the street, he would place the book aside. He would stand in adab and respect. And until or unless that child from Sadat would remain in front, he used to remain standing in respect like that. This is the adab they used to have for Sadat, for the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. At the end, let me explain, we have to love Ahlul Bayt. But what kind of love should we have? Allahu Akbar. What is the true love, in other words? Let's learn. It is mentioned in a riwayat. One day Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, he was giving khutbah. And meanwhile, Imam Ali Muqam, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, he arrived. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an completed the khutbah quickly and came down from the minbar. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, he came on the minbar. He mentioned the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then said, my grandfather told me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is one green colored plate under Arsh-e Azam. And it is written on that, a group of Ali Muhammad, whoever on the day of judgment will come witnessing La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. Amin Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala an heard this and asked, O Abu Abdullah, meaning Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, who is the group of Ali Muhammad, family of Muhammad? It was said, the one who does not talk ill about Shaykhan, meaning Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthmani Ghani, and my father, Mawla Ali, and O Mu'awiyah, to you, is the group of Ali Muhammad. We learn that the one who respects Sahaba-i-Kiram, who respects four caliphs, and who does not talk ill about Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and he is the true lover of Ahlul Bayt. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we have true love for Sahaba and for Ahlul Bayt. Ameen. Bijahin Nabeen. Ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back next week with another interesting topic. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.